Job chapter 36. Then Elihu continued and said, "Stay around me a little while, and I will declare more to you, for God still has words to come. I will take the sum of my knowledge, which comes from afar, and ascribe righteousness to my Maker. For truly my words are not false. He who is omniscient is with you. Behold, God is mighty, and he does not reject anyone. He is mighty in depth of character. He does not preserve the wicked man alive, but gives justice to the poor. He will not withdraw his eyes from the righteous, for he seats them with kings on the throne, and he accommodates them in perpetuity, and they are exalted. And if any are bound in fetters, if they are taken by the cords of affliction, then he tells them their work, including their transgressions, when they behaved insolently. And he opens their ears to correction, and he tells them that they must renounce iniquity. If they hearken and serve him, they will complete their days in prosperity, and their years in pleasantness. But if they do not hearken, they will perish by the missile, and they will expire in ignorance. And the profane-minded lay up wrath. They cannot cry out, for he binds them. They die in youth, and their life ends among male prostitutes. He delivers the afflicted in his affliction, and he opens their ears in their oppression. And indeed, he would draw you away from the jaws of straitness to a broad place, so that there is no distress in the vicinity, and that which is set on your table would be full of fatness. But you are full of judgment belonging to the wicked. Judgment and justice are taking hold of you. When there is fury, beware lest he draw you away at a stroke, to where no great ransom can lead you back. Will he respect your riches, you who are not in straitness? No, nor will he respect any exercise of power. Do not desire the night, when whole peoples are upheaved on the spot. Beware and do not turn to iniquity, for you have chosen this way rather than the way of affliction. You see how God exalts by his power. Who is a teacher like him? Who appointed him his way? And who can say, you have committed iniquity? Remember this when you extol his work, which men gaze upon. All men have seen it. Mortal man beholds it from afar. Behold, God is exalted, and we do not know the number of his years, and there is no way of searching them out. For he draws off particles of water, which condense as rain in his mist, and distill as fine clouds. They precipitate on man abundantly. Can anyone really understand the spreading out of clouds, or the rumblings of his abode? Behold, he spreads his light out over it and covers the seabed. Yet, by these weather phenomena, he judges nations and gives food abundantly. With his hands he grasps the lightning and commands it where to strike. Its noise warns of it. Cattle do so too, of what is arising.